What's up, guys? Welcome back to another podcast. My name is Seema. I recently just came across a post from one of my mentors, and he was like, yeah, money is people's biggest pain. And I was thinking about that, and it's really like not true at all. Money is not people's biggest pain. Pain is people's biggest pain. And you cannot manifest money, create wealth, really, if you are in pain. It just doesn't work. You have to heal before you can create wealth. And the healing journey actually is the process of, like, cleansing your karmic patterns, which people don't know about. People don't know this is a thing. Like, it's a thing, trust me. Like, if you have a body, you have karma, so you can't help it or escape it. You know, we are bound to the laws of cause and effect in this material world, and that's it. So the way to clear your karma and the way to heal is by first understanding yourself. And you can understand yourself through the need to understand yourself. And this is a process, like everything else, and it requires, like, dedication, of course. But it begins by getting really freaking uncomfortable with your life. And then, wanting out, you know? And I'll give you my experience with that. I was 18, and I was desperately depressed. And I was partying all the time, and I was drinking a lot, and I didn't know why I was alive. I had been depressed since I was like 13. I was just extremely, like, depressed. There was no like known cause. Everything hurt me. People hurt me, circumstances hurt me. I was very, very hurt, like, all the time. Remember sitting in my room. Actually, I got into a relationship, and then that relationship brought out all of these, like, unhealed wounds within me. So I remember I was sitting in my room summer of 2017. I had just come back from, like, my first year of college. I had no idea who I was. I was undergoing depersonalization, which, like, if you don't know what that is, just look it up. It's just, like, derealization where, like, you know, I felt like nothing was real around me. It was really, not only was it scary, but it was, like, horrifying, and, like, I was lost. Like, I like, even physically, I just felt like I was floating all the time. It was really, really hard, because you feel disconnected from your body, and also I was, like I said, depressed, right? So, like, I didn't want to be in my body, so that led to a lot of, you know, trigger warning. It led to a lot of, ideation about, like, really, like, leaving, you know? The person I was dating, it was a very toxic relationship, and it just was not a healthy relationship. I don't even know, like, how I mean, looking back on it now, I'm like, why did I stay? But it's like, you know, you stay, you know, you stay until you don't, right? So I was sitting in my room. We didn't live in the same, like, hometown, and we had met in college. So this was over summer break, so we weren't seeing each other, which was good, okay? And, like, I just remember having this realization that I was very depressed, and that, like, I needed to fix it. Like, I didn't know who I was. I had no identity, guys. I had spent my whole first year of college, like, partying, like, all this stuff. So it was just, like, really an eye-opening moment for me. And so I remember I locked my phone in my closet, and I think I might have like told this story somewhere online, but I locked my phone in my closet, and I, you know, we had agreed to not speak, me and him, so I just didn't, and I spent like a month or so, like, reading. Like, I remember I read like every book I had, or like a lot of the books that I had, and then I would write too. I needed to find myself, and it felt weird because like all my friends were going out and stuff, and I couldn't even like check their like profiles or anything, and like I had friends from home that wanted to see me, and like I wasn't, you know, it was just weird. And like I think I did it for like a month, something like that, and it was what I needed. I remember I went out with like my friends, and like at the end of it, and we were like in the hills, because that's what we did. We would always go to the hills and like do whatever, hang out. And then on the way home, on the way back, I just remember like really wanting to know if like God was real. And so to preface this, like I had been raised with religion, but I really did not practice it. I did not care. I did not think about it. I did not, like, my extent of religion was like, okay, God is like there somewhere, you know? And then also my extent of religion was like, you know, whenever I'd hear an ambulance or like a fire truck or whatever, like I would pray, like even as a kid, and I would just say this simple thing, and it goes, I can't believe I'm sharing this. It goes, God, I pray for whoever is in need of this ambulance or fire truck or whichever one it may be. Thank you, God. Thank you. And thank you for all that I have. Thank you, God. Thank you. And then I would like repeat the names, or like I would say, thank you for my mom. Thank you for my dad. Thank you for, like, you know, and I just go down like this list, all the way down to my pets and stuff. And I like make sure to cover everybody. I have OCD also, by the way. So like, I had to say it, and if I didn't say it, like I felt like something bad would happen. Like, so like we're all conditioned by fear, you know, in like in the society we're born into, right? So so yeah, anyway, that was my like extent or knowledge of God. So fast forward again to 2017, I started like diving into spirituality. I started reading up on like chakras and like what does that mean, like what's energy, like what's the point of this life, like what's the point of us all being here, you know, like that relationship really did a number on me, you know. And so like I remember at the end of like summer, he and I were like talking again and stuff, but I was like a different person. Like I just like wouldn't respond, like I didn't care. And before, like I was just obviously like I was really unhealed, right, in the relationship. So like I wanted I was very needy. I was very needy, which is like the complete opposite of like how I am now. Or, I mean, I'm not even sure if I am. Maybe I am. I don't know. Maybe I am needy. I don't know. No idea. But not in the same like way, obviously, that I would be when I was a kid. Like I was just a kid, you know. And I was what? I was 18. Like that's so young. You're still a baby until you're like 24. Like really, I'm still a baby now, but so yeah, like we started talking again at the end of summer, and I was just this happy person now, this different person, and like I cared about different things, you know, Then we went back to college, and like obviously we were like still dating and stuff because like you don't just end cycles like that like easily, or at least I didn't. And then I remember like same thing again. I would feel so heartbroken, feel so lost. We would fight. It became really controlling and toxic. In every way, like we would try to control each other, but like it was very damaging for me because I'm a free spirit, really. Like very, very much so. Even like in my family, like nobody really can tell me anything, like, which is not really that good, probably, but like you know, I am how I am, like, especially when it comes to my. Like expression, my personal expression, like you just that's my whole life, you know? Yeah, I was very controlling, you know, my personal expression was stifled and I still didn't even know who I was, right? So you're trying to figure out who you are, you don't know, you're sad and you're in a toxic relationship. Like that's like four things in the wrong direction. So I would journal a lot, like I still have that journal. And just God, looking back on it and remembering what I would write, like I would write such beautiful things sometimes, and then poetry sometimes, and just some sad stuff sometimes. Like I was a kid, I was a sad kid, you know? Trigger warning again, like I was like into harming myself in all types of ways, man. But I had been doing that since I was like 13, and I'm also pretty open about like talking about that because it's a real issue. It's a real issue. There's so many ways that people do harm themselves, even mentally, even with things that they consume online and etc. Comparison and stuff, right? So even gossip, by the way, guys, if you don't know, gossip is self-harm. Who are you harming when you gossip? Like, think about it, you know? Are you harming the other person? Like, no, you're not, you know? You're harming you. It's just kind of obvious. You know, I was still partying a lot. This is my second year now of college. Partying a lot. Stuff started to get serious, like, in my life more so. So I was, like, really running away. And I developed super bad habits of like, how do I even talk about this? Like, I want to share this. I want to share this because it's part of my journey and I'm not afraid to share it. So I was still like really wanting to escape. Like, I felt like all the healing, quote unquote healing, I had done over the summer. By the way, over the summer I learned that God was real. I forgot to mention in that story with my friends coming back from the hills that like I tried to like communicate with the universe and it like spoke back to me for the first time, which was wild and weird and just crazy. And so that's when I realized God was real and there was always an entity like listening, you know? And it felt very safe. But then, yeah, so then fast forward a little bit, my second year of college, same thing, fighting, whatever. And then back to what I wanted to share. I was again like suicidal. So I would like take these pills that start with the letter X. I'm not gonna get into it. And I would mix it with stuff, you know? I was 20. Like, that's so dangerous. Like, and I, you know, 20 is like not that young, but I felt young. I felt like a kid. I felt like a wounded kid. And so, anyway, so one day, I can't believe I'm sharing this, but one day I started praying. And I was like, please, God, like, let this relationship end. You know, I don't want to be in this toxic relationship anymore. If you're real, do this for me. Just do it for me. And I know you're listening, so just do it for me. And he did. And, well, they did. God did, right? And it ended. And it left my life, like, for good. In 3 days. It took 3 days, like, literally. And I was so happy, and I was so free, you know? I was so free, and yeah, that's, the story of how I realized God was real, and then, after that, I just kept, going with my spirituality, my spiritual practices. I was told to create a YouTube channel, I created a YouTube channel. I was just instructed to do different things, I was instructed to take time off from school. I did that. I was instructed to go back. I did that. Like, I focused a lot on establishing my connection with the divine. And anything, or most things that I heard, I listened to. Not all of them. Like, I'm still very stubborn, you know? Unfortunately. But, yeah. So, I was told to write a book. Like, when the pandemic hit, I was, like, told to write a book, so I did, and it was a very healing book. I mean, it is a very healing book. You could go check it out on my Amazon. I'll have it in the link in my bio on my Instagram, which is somewhere in this podcast, and then, yeah, I was instructed to, like, make my YouTube channel public on Instagram. I did that. Then I was instructed to, like, block some people, so I did that. I know that sounds kind of weird, like, what do you mean you were instructed to block people? Well, that's what I mean, you know, like, blocking is not, like, in my universe, like, blocking is not personal. It's just social media. Like, it's not... Does that make sense? Like, if you were next to me, like, I'd probably hug you, or, like, you know, like, it's not real, like, I don't know, and I get it, though, like, I don't know, like, I understand how it would be, like, hurtful, but I've been blocked before by people, and, like, I don't really, it doesn't matter to me, because I understand, like, that it's just boundaries. I don't know, does that make sense? Like, anyway, that's my take on blocking. It's kind of out of nowhere, but yeah. So yeah, I've just been guided, since then, and I was guided to stop drinking, you know, I remember walking into, like, a bar on my 21st birthday. I have a, like, an article about this, actually, I wrote on my Medium, and then I had a sip, and I walked out. I was like, yeah, I don't like it, and then I left. I was also, like, just instructed to, like, continue, I guess, like, recording podcasts, and just this and that, and, you know, I faced a lot of pain in my life. I feel like I've been through the rebirth process, like, a few times, like, many times, like, even around 100 or so, or more, and so, I know how it feels to go through all types of, like, hell here, physical, psychological, mental. I had the, like, entire spiritual world, like, which is, like, kind of insane to say, but whatever. I had the whole spiritual world, like, revealed to me in all of its, like, negativity too, over the course of a few years. And I've seen, like, horrific stuff too, both in this plane and, like, in other planes, you know, of existence. And this stuff is real. Like, everything that is unseen is real. And it's not to be feared, though. Like, you can conquer... I don't know why I feel the need to say this. You can conquer any, like, spirit. Like, guys, like... you may have heard in Christianity that like depression and stuff, there's like, oh, a spirit of depression or a spirit of this, a spirit of that. It's true. But these are like attachments, like they're energetic attachments of like entities that are like lost. And I was once that, so I understand that, so we can actually have compassion for like all types of dark, like darkness, and it's empowering to know that we are powerful as human beings to have like entities like want to attach themselves to us, which means we can free ourselves from them, like addiction, dependency, depression, OCD even, and I've struggled with all of those things. I've struggled with all of those things, especially like depression and OCD. That's kind of hard, to free yourself from, because it keeps you stuck in something that is called a death seal, or like, yeah, you like loop in like karmic cycles, which is what we started this podcast with. But you can break like death seals. Look it up if you don't know what it is. We also should be mindful of like how we're thinking and everything, and like we should be really vigilant spiritually, because if we're not, sometimes we can also like curse ourselves and hex ourselves and stuff through indulging in things like OCD and depression, which are there like in life. Like it's not a rare thing to be depressed. Like you're not special because you're depressed. You're special because you're you, but you should be aware that you have the right, the birthright, and the privilege to have power, and your power is in your thought and in your word and in your call of help to the universe and in your prayer to universe. And universe is not the galaxies and this and that and expansion. No. Universe is contraction. It's within you. It's the entirety of everything, and it exists within you. Call it God, call it a name, call it a not name, call it whatever you want. And you can be free. Some people choose to be free through types of religions. Some people choose to be free through spirituality. I personally use both. Some people try to be free through their career, but like we started this podcast with, right? You cannot really be free until you know yourself. And that path will always be a spiritual one. It'll always be a soulful one. So even if you try to be free through your career and you are soul-led in your career, keep in mind that if you are pursuing material gain, you will not find fulfillment. You just will not find fulfillment. There is no fulfillment there. There's only material gain there. Do you understand how that is not at all, do you understand how that is not at all the beginning, but it's instead the end, right? It's not at all 5D, it's 3D, meaning you're chasing an end. To touch on that original introductory point that we made in the beginning of the podcast, if you're not healed, you can't make money, you can't make a ton of money, because making money requires you not focusing on the making of the money. Do you see how it works? Like, imagine you're sick, right? And you're thinking every day, like, oh, yeah, when will I be healed? When will I be healed? How will I be healed? How will I heal? Bro, like, say that you are healed and be healed now. Period. End of story. It's like pulling a dollar out of your pocket, like $1, and like saying and feeling and knowing that you are rich. Like, that is what riches is, guys. Because, like, abundance is a feeling. So when you can feel abundant with a dollar, like, you're free, fam. And your freedom is priceless. Do you see what I'm saying? It's not about the amount of money. It's about your feeling of it. It's about how you feel. And like, I know that, like, you know, the most practical argument here, or like devil's advocate here would be like, oh, well, Seema, like, what about, like, when you have to, like, pay a ton of bills, like, where is your manifestation then? Bro, you practice manifestation every minute, every moment. So when the bills come, you pay them happily and with gratitude, with extra to spare, and you celebrate your bill paying, bro. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm talking about. Celebration, good feeling, rejoicing. Nothing here in this, like, physical earthly realm is negative or bad or, like, off limits to you. Like, everything that is not violating, like, spiritual law, like, none of it is, like, off limits to you, you know? So, like, you can go after it. And there are trillions of dollars floating around in the ether. I've said this before, I'll say it as many times as I can or want to. Like, there are trillions of dollars floating around in the ether. All you need to do is tap in. It's like mining, or like tapping into the right spot in the ground for you to, like, extract, like, this, like, golden liquid of, like, abundant good feeling energy. Speaking of energy, real quick, on some lightweight shit. Nikola Tesla came up with the concept of free energy. Actually, he didn't come up with it, bro. Like, it's a natural concept. He just tapped into it, like I was saying. You tap in, right? So he tapped into that concept. He was not heard of after that. Like, he literally was not heard of after that. So there is a huge agenda in play here. I'm not gonna get into it, but there is an agenda of control. And we must do everything in our power to fight it. And a big way of fighting this monster is through starting your own business, because then you well then you're, like, on the beginning steps to, like, becoming free. And, like, you may be thinking, free from the matrix? Like, free from what? Free within your thought. I don't even, like, think that you guys realize that, like, the matrix isn't real. Like, you can choose whether or not you want to partake in it. But, oh, Seema, like, bills come, this, that. Bills come and money comes. Like, it's the law of reciprocity. You give and you receive. You know? The matrix isn't real, guys. Like, know that. And your healing will not come. It is here now. Know that. The money will not come. It is here now. Know that. Period. You know, live here in the now. Live in the now. This is the secret. This is the key. And feeling is the key, guys. Feeling is the key. By the way, time is so not linear that it's ridiculous. You guys will not believe the amount of times I've, like, traveled. Like, this is a little, well, this is not off topic. It ties into the rest of the podcast, but, like, the laws of, like, the quantum laws are bendable. Like, I've traveled through different spaces. Anybody can do this. Actually, we do this. Every time you go to work, like, you travel, like, to work. You understand? Like, you to a different, like, time space reality. And when you come out of work, it's the same thing. That's why, like, we can bend time. We can bend time. Like, it's like, have you ever felt that 5 minutes feels like an hour and vice versa? Right? Like, that's what it is. Like, time is just perception. Time is just perception. It's subjective. That's why you don't need to age. Look at me. Look at me. Like, I don't, right? I mean, of course, the body, whatever. But, like, on some real shit, you can regenerate your cells, like, very quickly. You can command the cells of your body to regenerate quickly. You can command your skin to clear. You can command anything in your body with love and watch what happens. All right, guys, I'm spilling too much game, too much sauce in this podcast. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. If I drop some sauce for you, be sure to give this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you in the next one. Peace.